Would you like to accelerate your career and reach your full potential in just minutes a day? Welcome to the LeadX Show with New York Times bestselling author and Inc. 500 entrepreneur, Kevin Cruz.
How does this guy only work 12 hours a week? Hello, everyone. I'm Kevin Cruz. Welcome to the LeadX Show, where we help you to stand out and to get ahead. Will you do me a favor? A personal favor? After today's episode, take out your phone and text your best friend and say, hey, check out the free course of the day at leadx.org. That's O-R-G. It would mean a lot to me personally because I am on a mission to democratize leadership. I don't care what country you live in, how much money you have, who your parents were. If you want to become a better leader at work, at home, in your community, I want to help you to fulfill your full potential. LeadX.org. Today on the show, you're going to hear from an entrepreneur who started an online job board to connect talented workers in the Philippines with companies all around the world. I've used that job board myself. We talk about what can and can't be outsourced and how to manage remote workers. But first, the tip of the day, the 10-6-2 engagement rule. Why should you care about employee engagement? How will you convince your managers or maybe your boss to care about engagement? When employees care, when they're engaged, they go the extra mile. What does this mean for your company when they give discretionary effort? It means a salesperson will sell just as hard on Friday afternoon as she does on Monday morning if she's engaged. An engaged customer service rep will try just as hard to delight a customer at 4:45 p.m. as she will at 9 a.m. An engaged software engineer will leave the code cleaner than when she received it. And research supports this. A study done by the Corporate Executive Board revealed the 10-6-2 rule. Every 10% improvement in employee commitment increases employee effort by 6%. And every 6% increase in effort increases performance by 2%. The 10-6-2 engagement rule. Our guest today is an entrepreneur who claims to work only 12 to 17 hours a week. He's the founder of onlinejobs.ph, a job board that helps entrepreneurs, small businesses, and others to find talented Filipino workers. Our guest is John Jonas. John, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. And I want to get to your personal story in just a minute, but it's sort of a tradition on the LeadX Show. We always ask our guests the same first question, which is, tell us about a time when you failed and, you know, what did you learn from it? Because we all want to learn from that failure too.
So for me, one of the things I've learned about myself is as I enter a market, as I create a product, as I do something, I need to understand the marketing that's going to go into reaching, getting that offer in front of people. So there was a time a couple of years ago where I had this training product and it was really great and it reached a lot of people and I understood how to get it in front of people. And I created an offshoot for it that was targeted at a specific demographic. And the training was good. It was really good.
Right.
But I didn't understand like how to get in front of that group. And I didn't want to do the work necessary to do it. And so for me, I've learned, like, before I go into something, I have to understand it from the beginning to the end. I want to understand the full process and exactly what's going to go on where, or else I'm going to have a really hard time with it.
So that launch or that product didn't do well because you didn't understand the market? Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
Got it. You know, I think there's a lot of young professionals out there who, you know, whether they're looking to be a lifestyle entrepreneur or whether they're just looking to have a great career in a big organization, they're just trying to get ahead. You know, what advice? You've obviously had a lot of success early in your life. What advice would you give to others who are looking to get that?
The advice I always give is start a business.
Yeah.
Start a business. Like, it's cool to work your way up in an organization. What I was told when I was younger was, because I always got really good grades and I thought I was going to be rich. and I was told C students work for B students who run A students' companies.
That's great.
And that's right. And except now I own the company, but it's the company owners that get rich.
As you say, you flipped it around. I mean, it's got to own it to make the money. You can't, if you're working for someone else, those B's didn't really matter that much.
That's right. Right.
So your primary company now is onlinejobs.ph, which stands for the Philippines. Tell us about it.
So years ago, I mean, this was like 12 years ago, I was talking with the owner of batcountry.com and we were doing some similar things. He said, you know, when you're ready to start outsourcing some of this stuff, make sure you go to the Philippines with it. And I was like, huh, that's weird. And he told me why. And it was a really interesting conversation where outsourcing was just a problem. It just, you know, it sucks. And what he told me gave me some hope that I might have a different experience than what I had had before in other countries. And it was a weird thing where, like, I didn't know that a country would make a difference. And so I hired someone and it completely changed my life, where this guy's full-time job was just to do anything I asked him to do. And he was costing me $250 a month. Now, that's 11 years ago, 12 years ago. That same person today is probably $450 a month.
Right.
So I was hiring these guys and they're amazing. They're just intelligent and polite and helpful and hardworking and honest. And I just found myself talking to others about it all the time because people wanted to know, how are you doing this? And at the time, there just wasn't a great way to find these people. And that's when I started onlinejobs.ph, was kind of the marketplace that I wanted for myself to find more workers.
And so right now you're running the site. It's a job site. So like most of them, there are two sides, right? So you've got the talent that's putting up their resumes, their experience. They're looking to work, looking to find work. And then you've got clients who are coming on to find workers in the Philippines. And do you find most of the people who use the site, you know, from the acquisition side, are they big businesses, medium businesses, solopreneurs? What do you get?
So we have a big range, but most are small. They're solopreneurs, they're small business owners, they're realtors, insurance agents, doctors, lawyers, people who own e-commerce stores. I mean, I have a humongous list, agencies who do work for other companies. So we have a large list. Usually it's small businesses. Then you get the occasional Google or Uber or Canva using online jobs, but usually it's small people.
Yeah. And John, we were talking right before we launched the show that I'm actually a customer of yours. You didn't know it, you know, beforehand. It wasn't like a setup for the for the interview. And, you know, my own journey was, I'm a fanatic about time and productivity. You know, I wrote the book 15 Secrets Successful People Know About Time Management. So I'm all about being efficient like that. But my early experiences outsourcing weren't great, whether it was a software developer or a virtual assistant. Either there was just language barriers, process, cultural issues or whatever, and it just wasn't worth the cost. And I, for a while, I tried using some of those popular like on-demand VA services, even staffed with people here in the States. And I actually had a horrible experience where, I mean, people are going to laugh at this now, but one of the people that got the job, she like had some kind of like mental breakdown on my task. And she ended up, she had all of my best customers and she started emailing them from her own account, like saying weird stuff about me and like all kinds of stuff. And I had to like literally track down the CEO of the company to like shut her down and threaten her and all this stuff. So I had some really awful on-demand experiences. And I thought, I'm just going to give up. You know, I'll just do all this stuff myself or hire someone local. And then, and I can't remember who turned me on to online jobs, but they said, Kevin, the key is you need to pick someone and hire them full time. And I know you don't have to. I know there's other people that, you know, have other arrangements. And I thought that sounded crazy at first. I'm like, I don't know that I could justify someone full time. And they said, if you really sat down and thought about all those things that you're doing that you don't have to be the one to do, with the price differential, you're going to find that then you get to pick someone and they're just like a remote worker, like anybody else. So it's not like I got Sally on Tuesday and Joe on Friday. You know, they get to know you, you get to know them, they learn the systems and it works out. And it's been about 2 years now that I've been working with Edgar. And, you know, that was really, I had to learn the Philippines. You know, I think there's a lot of advantages to workers in the Philippines. And for me, it was making that leap to actually hiring a full-time worker in the Philippines that made a lot of difference.
So what you're describing is exactly what I went through 12 years ago. And then I didn't know, but hiring a full-time worker makes all the difference in the world. And there's a couple of reasons behind it that I've learned over the years. One is it forces you to run your business instead of to do the details. Like if you have this person whose full-time job is you have to account for them 40 hours a week. if they're not working, you're kind of losing money, right? And you will force yourself to come up with systems and things for them to do, which grow your business. Where if you just hired an hourly person, if they're not working, you don't care. And so you don't have to do anything to grow your business. The other side of it is because of the Philippines, because they're so loyal, like almost to a fault of theirs, you have a full-time person, you have to keep them busy. They'll never quit working for you as long as you treat them well.
Right.
So everything you teach this person is growing your business in the future. So your investment in it just multiplies, and it'll multiply over and over and over again. So yeah, you're totally right. That full-time makes all the difference in the world.
Now, what do you find? I mean, I'll give my list in a second, but what are people outsourcing when they start looking for skill sets on online jobs? I mean, what are they searching for?
So if you go to the homepage of online jobs and scroll down, there's a section that says browse more resumes, I think. Those are the top searched things on online jobs. And we put links to good search results of those things. But I'll tell you what I have done. If I have 21 people in the Philippines that work for me. They work full time for me. I have programmers, designers, webmasters, admin people, customer support people, HR, social media people, content writers, people that run paid ads.
That's quite a list right there.
For me, it's gotten to the point where I don't do anything in my business except for think. I am now the CEO. I don't ever touch any process except for think through it and tell someone else what to do. So someone else is always doing the work. And they're always in the Philippines. I have two workers in the U.S., two people in the U.S., but.
And I'm curious, you know, I've never been to the Philippines. And in fact, with Edgar, we did a Skype video, I think once or twice 2 years ago. And it's all the communication since then has been email or Basecamp or something. But how about yourself? I mean, like, have you been to the Philippines and have you, you know, met? Now you're running the company, might be a little bit different, but how much interaction do you have with your team members?
Actually, I took my family on a 5-week vacation to the Philippines in 2010.
Nice.
We sat on a beach for 5 weeks. That was the only time I've been there. So,
wow.
And really, all my communication is email and Basecamp. I don't Skype with them. They don't want to talk to you on the phone. They don't like it.
Right.
Yeah. Email and project management system. That's it.
And I think I think similar things when I've spoken to my author friends, my podcaster friends, my consultant friends, and they find out that I've got someone full time in the Philippines, they always ask them like, well, what do you have them do? Like, I don't think they understand, or they think that there's things that you can't outsource. And literally with Edgar, I think a common thing here in the States would be thinking like, well, there's going to be a language problem, even though it is the Philippines, or going to be, you know, just phrases or something might be a little bit different. So, you know, I'm a writer guy, and Edgar will edit my work, and he's the best editor I've ever worked with in my life. And, you know, I just about dropped dead when, like, very early on in the relationship, John, one of his first questions when I said, hey, can you edit this document? And I just thought, like, read it for typos, right? Obvious typos. And he came back and he says, are we using AP style or Chicago Manual style or something else? Right? I'm not making that up. And I'm like, what the hell's the difference? Right?
Okay. So this is interesting. That's one of the first things people think about when they talk about outsourcing or virtual assistants or overseas or anything is communication problems.
Right.
And that's one of the magic things of the Philippines is you will never have a communication issue with the Philippines. Not everyone has as good of English as Edgar does.
Right.
And so you do have to work to find that. If you look at the onlinejobs.ph blog or my personal blog, I have written blog posts. I have people in the U.S. who have written blog posts, and I have people in the Philippines who have written blog posts. You can't tell the difference.
Yeah, right.
In fact, there's blog posts on there that people in the Philippines have written and signed it with my name.
Right.
Like, I'm the author, and you can't tell the difference.
Yeah, it's amazing. Edgar hasn't been the one to do everything, but I've used folks in the Philippines. My last several book covers have been done by a designer in the Philippines, podcast post-production and editing. I'm thinking about doing some video editing there. There's, you know, when the file size is going back and forth, it can just be another step to consider. But yeah, I really haven't found anything that I haven't been able to get done in the Philippines.
It's amazing. I had to work through it. So this is a common experience, just so people know as they go to do this. I hired this video editor. I had something specific in mind, and I sent him a video that I made, a screen capture video, saying, hey, here's a video style that I like. I like what they've done here. I like this, and I like that. Here's this video. Can you edit it like that? He sent it back to me. It was terrible. Mm. But I worked with him through it. I worked with him through, like, hey, change this, change that. You know, and I worked with him probably through 4 or 5 or 6 revisions of it. we got it right. I've done it probably 30 times since where I sent it to him. The second time I did it probably twice in like two revisions with him. Mm-hmm. Every time since, I don't have to do anything. I just send it to him, right? And every video cost me like $30 or $40.
Right, right.
You know, to have, I don't know how much time he spent editing this thing, but I just sent it and he sent it back and super, super simple.
And this is the same process we would use if we hired someone new and they were sitting down the hall. And we probably forget about that or don't realize it if we haven't managed anyone in a while. But, you know, you could go through that process where you got to show them what you're thinking of and how to do it, you know, a couple of times. And then, but then once they're up to speed, then it's fine.
Yeah. But people often think, oh, because they're overseas, they're incapable. And so the first time they do something wrong, it's like, oh, this sucks, you know?
Right.
Where if you'd hired that person in the US, that would have cost you $300 and you would have said, oh, this sucks.
Yeah, right. That's right. So are there any tips or best practices if someone hasn't worked with someone, you know, in the Philippines before and are trying to increase the odds of early success? What would you advise?
Well, the way I do this is different than most people. And I think it's probably similar to what you have done. My best advice to someone is hire someone to do one task. And that one task is something that you know how to do. And when you hire them, you're going to teach them to do that one thing and you're going to work with them through it and you're going to give them feedback and you're going to correct them and you're going to, and it's going to take you a couple weeks, maybe. It might take a day, but more likely it's going to take a couple weeks. And the purpose of this whole thing is to see, can I make this work? Like, is working with the Philippines acceptable to me at all? And second, does it work with this person? Can I work with this person? If you can get them doing this one task with you, then you can move on and you can do such good things with someone. So that's like the best thing is find someone to do one thing, teach them how to do that one thing. It's something you already know how to do. Get that one thing off of your plate and get them doing it for you. And then you can move on to other things that, like, my whole purpose is to cut my work week down. So I only work like right now, it's probably around 12 hours a week. And the purpose is to get time back in your life, create some freedom for yourself by getting some time back, by getting some tasks off of your plate. So, and then as you've done it more and more, you can start getting them to do things that you don't know how to do, or you can hire people to do things that you don't know how to do. So that's my best advice.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to take it that way. And, you know, I remembered when you mentioned that with that video project and you made that first video, you know, one of the things we did early on that I think was helpful for onboarding Edgar is we would do like screencasts of things that were computer related that we knew how to do that, you know, we were already doing. That way he could watch it and watch it over again and always access it if he needed to. And I bet he never watched it more than once. But, you know, we took the time to actually record it as we were doing it. And then he could just see exactly what we were talking about.
It's more important than what you think, actually. It's more important than just giving them training. So one of the biggest issues with the Philippines is, like, you hire this person, you say, I don't know if I can trust them to whatever, right? And the Filipino worker says, I don't know if I can trust them. And you never think about that, like, they feel the same way. They don't know if they can trust you. They don't know if they can trust you in different ways. They don't know if they trust you to pay them.
Right.
They don't know if they trust you to not yell at them, to not berate them. They don't know if they trust you to not fire them. Creating those videos where you, when they hear your voice and they learn that you're willing to help them succeed in their job, builds that trust. It solves one of the bigger problems that people have with Filipino workers. So that was a double side, knocking two birds out with one stone, giving them training, building their trust.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I think that's a great point for any remote worker, you know, whether you're using outsourced workers or they're just remote on your team. It's like if they're new on your team, that you need to take that time to establish the trust, whether it's spending some time face to face or Skype or whatever. And then down the road, you really don't need to invest as much time in it.
Yeah, totally.
John, what's the best way our listeners can find out more about what you are up to? Because I know, of course, there's onlinejobs.ph, but you mentioned your own blog. How do we keep in touch?
So I am infinitely available through email. And if you use any of the contact us links on any of my websites,
okay,
and you say, hey, this is for John, it'll get to me. Initially, it won't, but the first person who gets it knows they'll send it to me. or I am available on Facebook, even though I don't like social media. I make myself available there. Also, you can learn more of what I teach and kind of the full process of what I do at replacemyself.com, or onlinejobs.ph has an education link at the top. And there's a lot of really good stuff that I've put together on my processes and how I hire these people and why and how to make it work really well.
Awesome. And I'm just curious, if you're only working about 12 hours a week, what are you doing for fun all the rest of the time?
I ride my mountain bike. I run in the mountains. I golf. I have 5 little kids. I take care of them. I love to spend time with my wife and take care of my kids. So
I was going to say, I got 3, so you beat me on that. That'll keep you busy, right?
Oh, I love it. I love it. It's the best.
That's awesome. Hey, LeadX listeners, you know, I always challenge you to get 1% better every single day. And I think the world is flat. We're becoming more and more global. And especially if you're a solopreneur, a small business, you need to be doing what you do best and you need to be outsourcing the rest. So the challenge of the day is just to go on to onlinejobs.ph and start browsing around, start typing in some different skills and see the matches. You might be surprised that you find matches in areas that you hadn't thought about outsourcing before. So that's going to be our challenge of the day. John, thanks for coming on to the LeadX show.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Friends, before we go, remember, at LeadX, we're on a mission to give free leadership training and professional development to everyone, anywhere, at any time. Visit leadx.org, that is, to check out our course of the day. Or visit leadx.org/Branson to download our free ebook, Richard Branson's 7 Secrets to Leadership. And please take one quick minute, go to leadx.org/subscribe to subscribe and leave a rating for this podcast, the LeadX Leadership Show, leadx.org/subscribe. Until next time, remember, you have incredible influence on those around you, your family, your team at work, your community. We all need you to lead mindfully. How will you lead today?